Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Emilio Iodice is our guest and a great member of our Brain Trust. He's spent decades as a senior executive in public and private sector, currently vice president of Loyola University, running the campus there in Rome, Italy, where he's calling us from. He lives in Rome. And so we're so glad he could spend some time with us. He's a highly decorated member of our government, having served as the most decorated foreign service officer in our history. And we're glad to call him our friend. Selecting the President, the most important decision that we make in our lifetime, is his title of his new book. Emilio, congratulations again for that. I'm sure they can find it wherever books are sold, but especially on Amazon.
Yes, they can find it on Amazon.com. Book is there. All of my books are on Amazon.com.
Yep, including the other one that we know about, Future Shock 2.0, The Dragon Brief 2020. Emilio, let's take a look at the people we have now in front of us who are the likely nominees. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton are the two presumptive nominees, I guess we can say, for both parties, barring some kind of surprise, some kind of a black swan event, probably. So, how should we compare them? How should we stack them up in terms of the way you think about selecting a president?
Well, we have to remember that our government is a series of institutions. You know, we have the Congress, we have the Supreme Court, and we have the executive branch, which is the president. So, our democracy is based on these institutions functioning and working together. So we know that we have to have reforms in the future. If we don't have a president who can work with those institutions, we're not going to have those reforms.
And do we have that now with President Obama?
We don't. President Obama has tried. He's a very, very good man. He's even fought for causes that he knew he could lose, but he still fought for them. But working with the institutions is not easy. That requires a great deal of experience.
But he seems to have subverted what you're talking about in terms of all of his executive orders some of the regulatory stuff that he's done seems to have gone around what you're proposing.
Exactly. Well, what he's done is take the shortcuts.
Right.
The real way to do this is to work with the Congress,
right,
and to institute the reforms. But the shortcut is to do an executive order, but an executive order can be overturned by the next administration.
It's also it's also considered by me to be lawless.
Well, it is, because it skirts on the margin of the Constitution. The Constitution wasn't written for the president to use executive orders unless it was emergency conditions. Of course, you know, Abraham Lincoln had a civil war on his hands, so he used executive orders whenever he could,
mm-hmm,
and whenever he had to. But that was a real emergency. Franklin Roosevelt during World War II.
Who's more likely of the two, Trump or Clinton, who's more likely of the two to be a reformer?
I think the one who has the ability to make the reforms is Clinton, in the sense that if she has a Congress that is responsive to her and her leadership, she could make some of those reforms. And it's a reform. These are reforms also that
will require. Why do you think she's more of a reformer than Trump?
Well, I think she has the skills to work with the Congress, and I'm
right.
Not endorsing.
No, nor am I, and I'm not taking either side. I'm following your reform theme here, and so what? Keep going. Tell us why you think that.
So So whatever president comes in, they have to have the ability to, first of all, work with the Congress to put these reforms in, to compromise so that everybody wins, and then also to make sure that the Supreme Court won't overturn these laws. So that's really, really important. And I think that Clinton has that skill, has that experience, having been a senator, having gotten laws
but
through.
Don't you think she is too much part of the abuse establishment, abusing establishment that we've had since Watergate? I mean, she in fact was part of Watergate. She was involved in Watergate. I mean, I'm not endorsing Trump either, but don't you think Trump will have enough disregard for the established things that have happened, the bad methods that we're using that you think need to be reformed? Don't you think even if he doesn't have the skills that she does, don't you think first we need someone who has a disregard for those things?
Well, disregard won't work. At least I think so. I think ultimately, you know, pragmatism works, and understanding that congressmen need to get reelected every 2 years and senators every 6 years.
Yeah.
So unless you're able to really understand that, you're not going to be able to get their support, and we're going to have deadlock and gridlock
in
the Congress.
As you're talking about this, Emilio, I got to wrap it up because we just run out of time. Will you come back? I want to talk about this some more with you this year. Will you come back?
Anytime.
We enjoyed
having
you. You want to give us a website? You want to give us a website quickly?
Okay.
A website quickly, Emilio.
Just on Amazon.com. In June, I'll have my own website.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot. Emilio Iordache, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.